Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, has become the 15th prominent Republican to enter the race to win the party's nomination for the White House. Even by the standards of American presidential politics, that's a very long list of hopefuls. Our North America correspondent, Aleem Makbul, reports on what that tells us about the state of the grand old party.
I announce my candidacy.
I am proud to announce my candidacy,
and I've decided I'm a candidate.
I am putting myself forward as a candidate.
And I'm running for president of the greatest country in the world, the United States of America.
And they just keep coming. More than a dozen people have now officially declared they're running to be the Republican nominee to be president. Henry Olson from the politically conservative Ethics and Public Policy Center says he doesn't remember a race so crucial.
It's a decisive moment for the Republican Party. Every election sets a party's course, but the divisions within the Republican Party are out in the open now to a degree it hasn't been in the past. There's a wide variety of candidates who are advancing different solutions to the perceived crises of the Republican Party. And so that sense, it'll be a much more open debate.
We need a president willing to challenge and disrupt the whole culture in our nation's capital. And I will be that president.
Among those being talked about as having the best chance to be presidential candidate is an establishment man, one who appeals to the more moderate conservative and who certainly wins in the name recognition stakes, Jeb Bush. But he is someone who's already being made to answer for the policies of his father and brother. And on that score, he's already had problems.
On the subject of Iraq, obviously very controversial, knowing what we know now, would you have authorized the invasion?
I would have, and so would have Hillary Clinton, just to remind everybody.
He later said he'd misunderstood that question during a Fox News interview and that he wouldn't, in fact, have authorized the Iraq War.
You don't think it was a mistake?
In retrospect, the intelligence that everybody saw, that the world saw, not just the United States, was faulty.
At the Hawk and Dove Bar close to Capitol Hill, known as being popular with Republicans, members of the party we met weren't particularly enamored by Bush Jr.
Who do you think is going to be the Republican nominee?
Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin.
Why Scott Walker, not Jeb Bush?
My personal feeling, it's time for the Bushes to go home and for the Clintons to go home. Enough. Surely in this country, we can find people as or more qualified than those that come from two different families. It's a big country.
So who else has come forward? Analyst Henry Olson looked down the lengthy list and gave us his take, starting with the latest entrant.
Scott Walker remains to be seen whether he will run more from the right or from the center. That choice will determine his viability. Ted Cruz, self-proclaimed heir of Reagan, no one quotes him more and understands him less, runs extremely to the populist right. Donald Trump, the biggest ego and the smallest chances of any of the candidates in the race.
Ah, Donald Trump, who made these comments about Mexicans in the very speech where he declared he was running for president.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
A row with Miss Universe ensued. Donald Trump stole the Republican spotlight and annoyed many inside and outside the party in the process. But he is apparently doing well in the polls with his angry right-wing rhetoric, taking aim not just at President Obama, but moderate elements within his own party.
Jeb Bush, let's say he's president. Ay, ay, ay.
But history suggests his brand of republicanism really does have very little chance of succeeding when it comes to the nomination.
The Republican nomination has always rewarded the candidate who appeals to the largest single faction of Republicans, and that's the group that I call it somewhat conservatives, or the group that can be called establishment conservatives. They do not like fire breathers. They do not like rapid change. So Jeb Bush gave, in his announcement speech, what I call Republican vanilla. It was the most popular flavor of ice cream in America, and it is arguably the blandest ice cream in America. But the themes he struck are the classic themes that the establishment conservative voter wants.
So we're back to Jeb Bush. With the campaign funds he can bring in and the type of Republican he appeals to, past contests suggest this is his fight to lose.
Aleem Makbul reporting.